speak in English. It's interesting to me that so far we've covered the topic from many, many angles: biologic, archaeological, scientific, chemical, biochemical, marine, etc. What I'd like to do is to bring into focus the Tam HaMitzvah, the reason why we wear tzitzit, and the reason why we have to fail it. And the reason is not the esoteric one. It is spelled out specifically in Parshat Tzitzit, in its lecture at the end of Parshat Shlach, where we read about the mitzvah for the first time. What I'd like to do is read the Yitzukim and draw your attention to four dikdukim, four minor points, which might seem minor, which troubled Rabbi Moshe Halshech, the great commentator of the 16th century. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Limor. God spoke to Moshe, Daber Bnei Yisrael V'yomarta Alehem, and said, he speak to the Jewish people and tell them, V'yasu lahem tzitzit. They should make for themselves tzitzit. Notice the person. V'yasu is in the third person. They should make for themselves. Al kanfei b'deihem, on the corners of their clothing, l'dorotam, for all generations. V'natnu, and they should make, we're still in the third person, al tzitzit hakanaf, on the corner where they make the tzitzit, Petil Tchelet. That's what we've been talking about. The string of Tchelet. Vahaya Lachem. Lachem is the second person. Notice the shift. From the Yasu Lachem, the third person. Vinatnu, the third person. And once the word Tchelet is mentioned, we see a shift from the third person to the second person. From them to you. Vahaya Lachem, the tzitzit. Uriitem oto, you should see it. Uzechartem, and you should remember it. Kol mitzvot Hashem, all of God's mitzvot. Va'asitem otam, you, again, the second person should perform these mitzvot. V'lo taturu acharei l'vachem acharei nechem. Do not stray, do not wander, do not be misled by your heart or by your hearts or by your eyes. Share our ten zonim acharihem, l'man tisgru, va'asitem eshol mitzvotai. Because of this experience of the tzitzit slash tchelet, you should perform the mitzvot, v'hiyitem kedoshim lelo kecha, and you should be kedoshim. The Halshich has 12 dikdukim, but I want to focus on just four of them. Number one, I already did, this shift, pre-tchelet, it's a third person, post the word tchelet, it is the second person. Number one. Number two, while we were in the third person, pre-tchelet, it is the dorotam for all generations. After the word tchelet, there's no mention anymore of the dorotam. It's not all generations, but perhaps only certain times through the history of the Jewish people. That's number two. Number three, what is this v'hiyitem kedoshim lelo kecha? Every mitzvah makes us kadosh. Sher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. And not by every mitzvah in the Torah does it say v'hiyitem kedoshim. What is it about the mitzvah of tzitzit slash tchelet that makes us holy? And finally, acharei l'vachem v'acharei nechem. Do not go astray, do not be misled by your hearts or by your eyes. The sequence should be the reverse. First your eyes, I know it, you see something which tempts you, and then your heart, halef homeit, your heart responds to the sensory input of the eye, and you desire whatever it is that your eyes have seen. But the sequence in the text is the reverse. First your heart, then your eye. What is this all about? Ask the Hashem. I'm going to propose an approach. You might think that it is homiletic approach, but so be it. The approach is based upon two fascinating psychologists, in the early history of the field of psychology, and Bavari did not mention it in one of the many hats that I wear, I have a doctorate in psychology as well. And Dr. Sperman already pointed out that what we're experiencing today is how difficult it is to stay narrowly in one subject. We begin with Torah and we end up in biochemistry. Well, now we're ending up in psychoanalytic psychology. The first psychologist I want to mention might not be very pleased about calling him a psychologist. He was none other than Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, lived in the late 19th century. And he is intrigued with the concept of the Yetzer Hara, the evil urge that is within each of us. The evil urge is that which tempts us, the temptations of life. Mortal man and mortal woman are all exposed to the temptations of life, which the Torah tells us not to be misled by these temptations. And somehow tzitzit and tchelet is supposed to help us struggle with the temptations of life. That's the title of my talk, Hatchelet u'pituyei hachayim, tchelet and the temptations of life. We saw a lot of writing. He wrote very relatively little, but one thing he did write with his own pen is his famous Igeret HaMusar. And there he speaks of two types of Yetzer Hara. I'll say it in my language in the interest of time, but you can look it up in the Igeret HaMusar in the paragraph beginning Ata. In the paragraph beginning, Bezot Matsanu Pesher Davar Ben Hashitot V'inyan Yetzer Hara V'Yetzer Tov. Because just like we have an evil urge, Yetzer Hara, we also have an urge to do good, Yetzer Tov. So he says there's two types of Yetzer Hara, two types of Yetzer Tov. The one is the one that I'll call, this is my connection, the Einayim, the Yetzer Hara of the eyes. This is the Yetzer Hara, the temptation we have to do evil, which comes because of our passions, because of our hormones, because of our habits, because of the social influences that we are subject to. We're all subject to influences in that direction, some physiological, some social, some intellectual, temptations of life. We also have temptation to do good, which come from common sense, general ethics, natural law, human morality, etc. That's one type of Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. That's the eyes. But then writes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we have a Yetzer Hara which is not something which comes from these superficial senses, but rather which comes from deep within us. He calls it a koach tuma, the power, the terrible power, the diabolical, demonic power that is somehow inside of us, a power that sends us toward evil. Unbelievable. But Zel Umazeh Asahalakim, and God gave us also a Yetzer Tov, which besides the common sense of doing good, the politeness, the courtesy, the etiquette, tells us we have a Koach HaKedusha, something very sacred and powerful within us that propels us to do unbelievable things. You see that Nefesh, unbelievable things, things that are irrational, super rational. These are the two aspects of the Yetzer Tov Koach Yetzer Hara. I suggest that when the Torah says also Surah Levavchem Atarei Lechem, Levavchem means the leg of Evan which is inside of us, the Koach HaTuma of what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter speaks, or the Koach HaKedusha of which Rabbi Yisrael Salanter speaks, the leg Tov, the leg Basar, the reformed leg. So we have two types of leg, the leg Evan, Koach HaTuma Yetzer Hara, and the leg Basar, which is the Koach HaKedusha within us. But that's number one. That's much more powerful and basic and intrinsic to the human being than the superficial Einayim. That's also Surah HaKedusha first, and then after Einayim. Yashiv HaKadosh himself points out that it's only before the word Tehles is mentioned that we have the Dorotam. because the lavan, the white threads of the tzitzits, the Jewish people had from Matan Torah till this very day. Well, we wear tzitzits, we have every Jewish male wear tzitzits, we'll wear at least the white tzitzits, but that's a Dorotam. Tchelet, it's not a Dorotam. Hundreds of years, many hundreds of years, a thousand or more years, we didn't have Tchelet. So only Lavan, only the white threads are pre-Tchelet, the Dorotam, if the Tchelet you don't have. The Einayim, the superficial Yetzer Hara, of which I spoke. That is best represented by speaking to people in the third person. The Asulahem, the Nasnuatzitz, they. Because that's superficial. When we speak of it in the third person, we speak much more superficially of those temptations of life which have to do with the senses. And I'm not coming from deep within, from the Yetzer Hara, Yetzer HaTov in us. But once the word Techelet is mentioned in the parsha, Siyot Techelet, then it's Bahaya Lachem, then it's for you, second person. You meaning the deep, deep you, the inner self, the Koach HaTumah of the Yetzer Hara and the Koach HaKedusha of the Yetzer Tov, which is deep within you, not within them, but within each and every one of you. Let me go further in the Tzuki. The Ma'an Tisku, the purpose, is a dual purpose then. It's a purpose of the Lavan. Lavan, white, is always superficial. White is uncolored. Cheles is colored, it's deep blue. The other psychologist that I want to mention, Mahadir Elef Alfeh Adalot, is Carl Jung. Famous psychologist who was unfortunately numbered among the great Sonei Yisrael. But he was a very wise man, and he had some deep, deep insights. And he insisted that man is not white. Inside, man is blue. There's a color inside of man, a deep, deep color. And Tchelet is deep. And notice that Tchelet is the blue color, or purple, or whatever color it is. The Tchelet color is deep, according to Chazal, in two ways. If you look in the Medrash Rabbah, the Lashon of the famous saying of Rameh, Tchelet is Doma Lerokia, Lerokia Lekisei HaKavod. But that's one Girsa. The Girsa in other places, in Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Maso, is Tchelet Doma Le'esev, Le'esev Doma Liyam, Liyam Doma Lerokia, Lerokia Doma Lekisei HaKavod. But what are the Bullies Associations? I suggest that Rav Meir, his version in Parshas, in Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Shelach, is only talking about the Yetzer Tov aspect. The Koach HaKedusha, the depth, which is signified by the way Tchelet blue associates with Rakia and ultimately with Kisei HaKavod. That's the deep, deep Koach HaKedusha that's within us. That's the Tchelet. The Tchelet also symbolizes the evil that's within us. The Koach HaTumah that's within each of us. The Yetzer Hara that's within each of us. And for that, we have Tchelet Doma Liyam, the depths of the sea, the dark depths, the hidden depths of mankind. So Tchelet has both of these tremendous powers. I could go on. Time, of course, is running out for all of us. I didn't mean that as an existential statement. But certainly as a practical, pragmatic matter. My good friend is here in Williams with me. David pointed out to me something which troubles us all. And I heard this in Ari Greenspan's, Dr. Greenspan's call just a few moments ago. Why are we not all wearing Tchelet? Why is there such resistance to Tchelet? What's the source of this resistance? And the resistance is not only found by those who are so committed to Chadash Asur Min HaTorah that even for them, Tchelet is somehow Chadash. But we find it in people who are open to all sorts of religious innovations and yet do not wear Tchelet. Why is this? I offer a psychoanalytic reason. There's a resistance in each of us, a power of resistance. We resist the evil urges within us, or else we would devour each other alive. We repress that. But we also repress the sublime. The fascinating concept in Jungian psychoanalytic literature is a tendency to repress the sublime. Just as we repress evil, the Yetzer Ra, we repress the Yetzer Tov in the second sense of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. We don't want to be all that we should be, could be. We don't want to do it. It's too challenging, it's too different, it's too uncomfortable. Look what these 6 individuals did in order to find Taylor's. They literally went diving into the sea. Right, that takes a lot of guts. And they stood up and made innovations, etc. Look what the Razina did. The Razina went from Gadol Yisrael, Eastern Europe, to Gadol Yisrael, Eastern Europe, was rejected systematically by the greatest of the great, and persisted. Because he wasn't repressing the sublime that was in him. He wanted to express it, even though he was a minority, and really a minority of just about one. There's a resistance, natural resistance, to the Koach Hara, to the Koach HaTov, which is within us. But we live in a time of the Geula. And we have experienced. We have experienced the Koach HaTumah. We have experienced the people in the Shoah, in the horrible Holocaust, the evilness of evil. The Koach HaTumah, the Yetzer Hara, in its most diabolic form. And what should be our reaction to it? Our reaction to it should be to elevate ourselves to the Koach HaTov, to the Koach HaKadusha in its most angelic and sublime form. And that is what Teles represents to me. Teles represents to me the assertion that we are going to do the mitzvah which is at the root of our being, which is the Koach HaKadusha that is within us. And that's going to be the counterweight to the Koach Hara that is out there in the world still and that we as Jewish people have suffered from. That is the ultimate meaning of the process, the tahalich that we are undergoing now. The tahalich of Geulah, Tchelet is part of Geulah, as the Razina Rebbe, a Polish Hasidic Rebbe, saw 130 years ago. And that's what we have now as we proceed with the Tchelet and the Eser Liyam, Meyam Rakiya, Merakiya, and Kiseh HaKavot. So,